Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, how you doing on this Wednesday evening up in Cali or wherever you at all over the world? I hope everybody's doing good. And if you're not, you know, it's going to be all right. Trouble don't last long. And every situation is only temporary. But today's topic is knowledge is power. Lack knowledge, you lack power. You know, when you're not knowledgeable about things, or, you know, just don't be, you don't have wisdom about things or wisdom on how to do things, you will have people that will take advantage of you because you don't know certain things, and they might know certain things, but people tend to take advantage of people. And when you allow people to do things to you, they will continue to do it until you stop allowing them to do it. And it's crazy because that's just how people will use you. If you don't put a stop to someone doing or using you in the wrong way, they're going to continue to do it because that's what you continue to accept. So what you accept from people is what people will continue to do to you. So use wisdom and, you know, use good judgment so you won't allow people to keep using you in the wrong ways, you know, because there are good people out here. And it's just evil-hearted people just want to use you because they know they can. And once they know they can, they're going to continue to do it. But like I said, if you put a stop to it, people can't use and abuse you when you're knowledgeable. Knowledge plays a big part in society and in the world because, man, it could take you a place. It could take you places being knowledgeable. You know, and like back in the slave days, even though we're not in the slave days anymore, look how slaves was getting used because they lacked a whole lot of knowledge. They didn't want slaves to learn any education or anything or be knowledgeable about anything so they could keep taking advantage of them and keep having them do the work that they wanted them to do. Pretty much that still goes on in the world today. We have broke away from the slave bondage, but as in mentally wise, people are still have the mentality of slaves. Like, because you're lacking knowledge in areas of your life and people are using that to their advantage. And when they see that you are lacking some type of knowledge in different areas, they will take advantage of that. And I don't see how they can do it, me personally, of taking advantage of somebody just because they're not knowledgeable about something. I believe we should, you know, make, like, you know, if we got knowledge, let other people, you know, let them be aware of the knowledge that we have too. Stop being selfish with the knowledge because, you know, don't matter if somebody do something better than you, if they could do the skill better than you, why hate on them? You just help somebody else get up, so no need to hate if when you're helping other people up. But that's the problem we have in today's society. No one wants to help you up because no one wants you to be doing better than them. As long as you're not doing better than them, then everything is okay. But once you start doing things better than them, they get mad. And it ain't no reason to get mad. need a reality check, folks. Get your minds right. You know, knowledge is power. Even though, you know, school can be boring, you know, but it ain't about us liking school or, you know, it's about us gaining that knowledge. And also, you know, walking with God, you gaining knowledge, you gaining more wisdom and stuff like that. When you don't walk with God, you are lacking a whole big chunk of knowledge and wisdom that you can't even get if you're not walking with God. And people don't understand that. They don't want the knowledge, because something that you want and you want to be knowledgeable about things and have an open mind and be free-minded and all that stuff, you're going to get with the person that got the knowledge, that got all the knowledge. So no one can abuse and use you. And, you know, he give you that wisdom to where, like, hold up, okay, I see this person's intentions is not, you know, not right. And, Lord, help me discern what is this person's, you know, intentions in my life, coming in my life, because some people don't always come with the right intentions in your life. And you have to be aware of people like this, because they're going to come, and 9 out of 10 times, if you're not knowledgeable or discerning why people in your space, 9 out of 10 times people going to come in your life just to use you and use you to their advantage. And we just got to be knowledgeable about things. We don't want people to keep using us and abusing us, you know, just because we lack knowledge. Like the saying goes, if you knew better, you would do better. So, you know, let's get to start knowing better so we could do better, and so people can treat us how we want to be treated. You know, you set the bar for how people treat you. You know, you accept it or you don't. And that's just the way life goes. You accept what people do to you, that's on you. And you don't accept what people do to you, that's on you too. And when you don't allow people to abuse and use you, you grow in certain areas that before, where you would let people use you, now you have grown in the area of your life where you won't let people use you. Come on, folks. It's just too many people out here using people, and you know, you have to stop letting people use you, or they'll continue to do so. What you allow people to do, they'll do to you. So if you want to get treated right, you know, make people treat you right. You know, set the bar for people to treat you right. I want to read Psalms 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity, I say, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. You know, you got to give God his praise, too, in the midst of whatever you're going through. Because when God on your side, you know, you are knowledgeable of who's in your life, why they in your life, and you have wisdom of things you gonna accept and things you gonna make people accept. I mean, people gonna accept what you want from them regarding what people do to you and what you allow people to do to you, you know? It's a lot of people that's out here that, for example, like in relationships, they let when they let their partner do anything and everything to them, and, you know, they just accept it because they, oh, I'm in love, and they love me and all this, until they actually get tired of letting people use and abuse them, until it's like all the love's gone. So, like, where's the love? There's no love. So it's about time we split up and, you know, go and hop into another relationship, or let this one heal and then hop into another relationship. 9 out of 10 times, people are not letting, are not healing before they hop in relationships. So they open it up for people to use and abuse them because they're vulnerable, you know? And when you don't let things heal, you become vulnerable, you know? Lack of knowledge, you know? There goes when you lack knowledge, like, and that's just the way it is. Knowledge elevates us. Knowledge will open opportunities for you, guide you in the right direction to go, in which, you know, which way to go and which way not to go. Even though some way, sometimes we test the waters and want to go places we know we shouldn't go, but we end up, it ends up backfiring, or like, yeah, man, I knew I shouldn't have went that way, but I did it anyway. Okay, you want to test the waters. Sometimes we got to test the waters and see, actually, you know, the outcome. You know, we got to learn from our mistakes. And that's where you also become knowledgeable, when you learn from your mistakes. But if you don't learn from your mistakes, that's where the problem comes in at. And especially when you lack knowledge, you can't grow. We can't grow because you have to learn things. And when you don't learn things, you don't become knowledgeable about things, and you don't have wisdom about things on how to deal with different situations that arise in your life, or something you used to do and you find no not to do it anymore, so you could better yourself, so you could elevate and grow in areas of your life, so you could be a better person, you know, in and out. So you don't want to be stuck at the same level, not growing, just staying stuck, because that will get frustrating too. But you gotta learn in order to grow. So it's time for a lot of folks to grow up. Everybody don't want to grow up, but living in today's world, you have no choice but to grow up, or you're going to keep going through the same things in life. And we don't want to keep going through the same things in life. We want different things to happen in our life. We want our life to be better. We don't want to keep going around in circles, because when you lack knowledge, you're going to keep going around in circles. Demons gonna try to attack with God able to bounce back. Haters gonna hate when they stuck like quicksand, trying to tear you down when God built you up. Folks love to hate, that ain't what's up. Find Jesus, find peace. No one wants to praise God. Mad when others ride high, no lie. Distance myself from folks, these people hate us, straight jokes. When you're trying to better yourself, people gonna hate you. You know, and this, you're going to be like, well, okay, I'm not really doing nothing but trying to better myself. Why people want to hate on that, like, you know, or why people just want to hate, period. And it's crazy because sometimes, you know, you can tell when somebody hating, they have a stank face expression, or, you know, what they say will totally, you know, give you an answer. Okay, that's a hater right there. But it's like, okay, I'm not doing nothing but just being me. So are you unhappy and mad at me because I'm happy? So you want to hate on me, which just sounds like it's a personal problem with you that you have to work on yourself inside and out so you can be happy and stop hating on the next person. But see, a lot of people don't want to see you happy because they're unhappy. And, you know, like the saying, oh, misery loves company, and they do, you know. When they're not happy, they want to see other folks not happy, which is kind of stupid and sad to me, for others to want people to be sad. Like, no, I don't, being sad, no, that is not a good feeling, you know. Why wouldn't you want other people to be happy? Why would you want to hate on somebody else because they're trying to better their life or, you know, better them as a person? It's no reason to hate. It's never been a reason for to hate anybody or use anybody or abuse anybody. That's just not the way life has been set up. But when you have the wrong mind frame about things, you're willing to do anything to folks. Like, you don't care. Your heart is not pure. Your heart is all tore up. You let life damage your insides. But see, that's why a lot of people need to understand that only God can fix you inside. Stop looking for things to fill the void that only God can fill in your life, especially the knowledge part. I mean, God gives us all wisdom. It's on us to use it. But if you're so busy, caught up, always want to be foolish, where can you have a chance to grow and elevate in your life or renew your mind? Because you always used to acting foolishly, and that's what satisfies you, to act foolish and ignorant. And for some folks, you know, a lack of knowledge is okay to them because they like being powerless. But when they're trying to change some things, they don't need that power to change some things. You know, you need the knowledge of what to do and how to do it. And a lot of people don't have that knowledge on what to do and how to do it, because when God guides you, you're going to know what to do and how to do it. But if we're not letting God guide us and using wisdom, then who else are we letting guide us? People, the devil, and so on. You never let people have power over your life, because you're not a puppet to anybody. You're not a puppet to nobody. And people will use you as a puppet and don't give no care in the world about it. And it's just sad. But there are good-hearted people out here. Folks, get knowledgeable. Gain some knowledge about things. You know, knowledge is power. That's why when we was back in elementary, the teachers used to always tell us knowledge is power, and knowledge is power. Once you're well-educated on things, people cannot take advantage of you. But if you lack knowledge, then you lack power, and then you give people a chance to, you know, take advantage of you, use you as a puppet, abuse you, and you could just, and you'll be comfortable with accepting it. But never get to a comfortable point where you allow people to mistreat you, take advantage of you, abuse and use you. Like, I don't see how people could ever get comfortable with that. But the way life set up now in society, a lot of people is just settling for less because they lack knowledge. Because if you know better, you do better, and you stop letting people do you wrong in that order, in that part right there. Whispers of the Soul.
Ha, poetry, lyrical, and Amari coming through. Ha, ha. Yeah, we're bringing another one. Yeah, they ain't ready. They really not. It's alright though, we're gonna get them ready. Whispers of my soul, these are the whispers of my soul. Understand they break down strongholds. Dreams and visions we all behold. It's your time, go get your pot of gold. Only way is spiritual. Get on the right path, tell me where to go. Go feel. Poetical flows. Which way God is coming, nobody knows. Understand life, dreams unfold. Hidden treasures lost at sea. Never surprised when somebody step out of line.
Living in a world that's enduring so much pain. The tears get heavy, pouring down like it was rain. What whispers in my soul is God, let me explain. I'm praying on my knees, the devil's on my brain. So wow, he's sending his demons on attack. Paul would think of more breeze, these devils bounce back. Jesus Christ is my savior, that's a well known fact. Try to get to know the Lord or you will fade to black. Woo!
These are the whispers of my soul. So understand they bring down strongholds. Dreams and visions we all behold. It's your time, go get your pot to go. Only way is spiritual. Get on the right path, tell me where to go. Go feel. poetical flows. Which way God is coming, nobody knows.
No,
understand life, dreams unfold. Hidden treasures lost at sea. Never surprised when somebody step out of line. Step out of line.
So listen closely in your ears. God created us, so we shall not fear. Angels sit by God, watch as they appear. Devils as the kids like magic disappear. To look into the soul, look deep in someone's eyes. Formulate in the tears like waterfalls of cries. Pain hurts so deep, no silence or reply. But you have to face the truth because the devil is a lie.
These stories being told are whispers of my soul. Most time can't control. God said he'll give us desires of our hearts. Walk in his ways in dark times. Shine, shine. Struggle still grind.
Grind.
God never promised it wouldn't be hard. Time, faith, bring forth miracles. Break down stronghold. Represent for God. Be a part of his army. Devil still fear the strength of God at war. These are the whispers of my soul. Understand they break down strongholds. Dreams and visions we all behold. It's just time, go get your pots of gold. Only way is spiritual. Get on the right path, tell me where to go. Feel poetical flows. Which way God is coming, nobody knows. Understand life, dreams unfold. Hidden treasures lost at sea. Never surprised when somebody step out of line.
Whispers of your soul, listen closely in your ear. God created us, see both, we shall not fear. Angels sit by God, watch as they appear. Devils advocates like magic disappear. So look into the soul, look deep in someone's eyes. Formulate in the tears like waterfalls of Christ. Pain hurts so deep, no silence or replies. But you have to face the truth because the devil is a lie.
He is a lie, but let him come. He gon' burn and fry because the devil is a lie. God gon' bring dreams to the lost souls because being born in royalty, we have to live royal.
Get ready for the truth, who is also the light. Through the blood of Jesus, his love is sacrifice. God gave his only son, so we'll have eternal life. He whispers in your soul, Holy Ghost is taking flight.
These are the whispers of my soul. Understand they break down strongholds. Dreams and visions we all behold. It's your time, go get your pots of gold. Only way is spiritual. Get on the right path, tell me where to go. Feel poetical flows. Which way God is coming, nobody knows. Understand life, dreams unfold. Hidden treasures lost at sea. Never surprised when somebody step out of line.
Whispers of the soul, listen closely in your ears. God created us, see both, we shall not fear.
Not fear.
Angels sent by God, watch as they appear. Devils advocates like magic disappear. So look into the soul, look deep in someone's eyes. Formulate in the tears like waterfalls and cries. Pain hurts so deep, no silence or replies. But you have to face the truth because the devil is a lie.
These are the whispers of my soul. Understand they break down strongholds. Dreams and visions we all behold. It's your time, go get your pots to go. Only way is spiritual. Get on the right path, tell me where to go. Feel poetical flows. Which way God is coming, nobody knows. Understand life, dreams unfold. Hidden treasures lost at sea. Never surprised when somebody step out of line.
Whispers of the soul, listen closely in your ear. God created us, see both, we shall not fear. Angels sent by God, watch as they appear. Devils having kids like magic disappear. To look into the soul, look deep in someone's eyes. From your faith and the tears, like waterfalls of cries. Pain hurts so deep, no silence or replies. But you have to face the truth because the devil is a lie.
The devil is a lie, yes he is. I said the devil is a lie, yes he is. Love yourself. You gotta love yourself. Or nobody else gonna love you. Once people know you don't love yourself, bam, that's another advantage for them to take advantage of you. Oh, they don't love themselves. So, you know, they'll do anything I tell them to do, or, you know how people mind. Get to going to the left, to the left, and, like, really to the left, though, seriously. Lack knowledge, act like a wild animal, don't respect anyone. People that lack knowledge, they don't respect anybody, you know. They act like wild, ignorant animals, like they don't have no care in the world, and they're used to acting foolish and ignorant, and it's just some kind of, it became normal to them. So, I mean, people like acting like that. They like and then they all, like, for black people, they want to blame it. Oh, the white man don't give me an opportunity. No, it's not that. It's, you have to watch the way you carry yourself. You know, you can't carry yourself just any type of way. And that's what people sort of realize. You can't carry yourself just any type of way. Change gonna come in time. Haters, stay around. Watch how I'm spiritually gifted. Humble people always want to test me, make me fumble. Perfect never will I ever be. Grew to understand God has my back every day, even when haters send hate towards me. Defeat them like inner demons. Not many real, many out here pretending. You ain't gotta be pretending, you know, because if you a hater, it's gonna show. So people stop hating. Ain't no need to hate if we show more love. Ain't no need to hate. We need to show more love. There's no need to hate. How can we bring unity? There's no room to hate. That's what the devil wants us to do. Too many people die too young because they didn't have a clue. Being misleaded and misguided when all God wanted to do is provide. But you have to put your trust in God or put your trust in the devil. Either way it goes, it's free will. Either you're going to live eternally or you're going to let the devil dig you a hole with a shovel. Put you in that car box, bury you 6 feet deep. No more life in you, put you to sleep. But that ain't the way we want the world to go. And which way God is coming, nobody knows. So get your soul right. First you gotta get your mind right. So you can get your soul right. Because every day you gotta fight. Every day you gotta fight, so you need to get your mind right and absorb some knowledge so you can have more power. If you lack knowledge, then you lack power. So what's really going on? Too many foolish people going on. Too many foolish people going wrong. They want to play in the devil's playground. They want to play in the devil's playground. But knowledge is power. So get the knowledge and gain power. No, but for real though, get the knowledge. You know, it creates a better future for you and the people around you. And if people don't want to grow, you know, you got to change your circle. You got to change the people who you hang with. Even sometimes you got to hang by yourself because, you know, you don't want to come out your character dealing with other people because they'll make you come out your character. And to gain knowledge, you have to focus on yourself. You know, you have to balance your life out so you can be well balanced in life. And you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Knowledge is power to change the game with the right mind frame. So get your minds right. Let's gain this knowledge and let's change this game. Because we losing too many people to the streets, to the devil, because he taking over their mind or having people act foolish and just start nonsense, confusion, and all sorts of things. We got to get it right. We have to get it right. There's no other way. There's no other way. Thank you. all on the come up, but these devils gonna hate and still wanna run up. The review of today's topic was knowledge is power. Lack knowledge, lack power. People can't use and abuse you when you're knowledgeable. Knowledge elevates us. Lack of knowledge, we can't grow. Lack knowledge, act like a wild animal, don't have respect for anyone. Knowledge is power to change the game with the right mind frame. In order to change the game, we need the right mind frame. In order to change the game, and knowledge is power, like your words could be power. To inspire, to motivate, to encourage, to uplift. This is where the power comes in at. It's many different forms of power. People in power for positions that can help others, but some abuse and misuse the power to discourage and hurt and bring down others. So there's many ways to look at knowledge as being power. It's just on how your mind and how your view view it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Until next time, lyrical poet, big dreams.